Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello, Azo. Hello, listeners. Hello, Andrea. Hello, everybody. Hello, Auroville. Hello, world.
Today, we are the 1st April. And I'm sure, Renu, you want that to do something for the 1st April. You are in the mood of the 1st April, no?
Yeah.
So, what is your mood exactly? So, apparently, you're...
Well, I was driving here today, and let's see, my April Fool's mood is that no Palmyra trees were pulled out because the architects had understood that Palmyra trees take several... many, many decades to get the size that these were, and they understand they're actually a real asset and they learn how to build with them. I was also really surprised to hear that the architects have gotten together and decided not to charge Aurovillians by percentage, but to work like all Aurovillians in a different kind of way. Yep. Because there's no reason for them to take standards from the outside. They suddenly understood, they realized that the teachers also had degrees, that there are many people in Auroville working in journalism or working as teachers or working as doctors that also had degrees. And suddenly they realized, like, oh, yeah, this is one of the basic needs. All Aurovillians need some shelter, need some health, need some education. So they all came together and offered a different model. And now they're all working together and looking at how to quickly build low-cost housing that can be built really fast, and so that was really good news. I was really happy to see that.
Yeah, I'm very surprised.
So finally, it's coming. You see, the other thing that really surprised me was that L'Avenir also changed its plans. They suddenly were like, "Oh my God, we've had it all wrong. A galaxy is always expanding. Let's not just isolate ourselves for the sake of the city." So that was a huge plus point, and they started really realizing that without water and without working on the environment, there will be no city. So they started dropping the whole idea of a city plan as the main focus, and they started working much more. The whole city plan was based on environmental concerns. So they started looking at the wider region because they realized if they just look at 2.5 kilometers of the city, we won't be able to survive because there still won't be any water. And as we just recently saw, NASA has also taken pictures of showing the huge amount of groundwater depletion in India. So suddenly they realized all of this, so it was wonderful.
You have something about the financial service?
No, you were going to tell us about that, what was happening.
Just what I hear recently is that all the people with money, they understood that the more they keep the money, less there is prosperity, less there is security, less there is an atmosphere of fraternity. So suddenly, if I understood recently, I heard that many people decide to create a new kind of reorganization of the Unity Fund in order to collect money. And all the idea is how to finance the free. Because the free has a cost. And the idea, everybody was agree to say, okay, let's go to look after the how to distribute some budget, no, in a life for this and this, and to create an atmosphere where all will be free because everybody participates in different way with the money. There is transparency about the budget.
Yes, I heard it.
In line.
I heard that all the accounts were online and that people also were able to participate in contributing, not just how it's all decided now by the BCC or this or that, that the budgets were as they were, and then people started being able to participate online.
Yeah, but why? Because there is a collective intelligence so the league came, emerged, and suddenly everybody understood exactly what they have to do. Yeah. So now
and they suddenly remembered
tools.
We're not in Tindivanam, but we're actually in Auroville.
Yeah.
So there's no use to charge you like you were some unknown person.
But is the end of if you want, of this archaic way of exchange between us, but we keep trust. So it's a good news.
And the other exciting news that I heard recently the Entry Group had decided that no, they don't want to only have wealthy people that come to Auroville. They've also opened the doors to everybody and figured out, they've decided on this new thing that Mother will actually decide who should be here and who should not be here, and unless somebody is doing something outrageously wrong, people will find their own space. I was really happy because we've invited a lot of people.
I heard something a little bit, I find the same way, but it was that suddenly the Entry Group understood that they are not the Entry Group. Auroville is the Entry Group, the life Overoville in
and they're
people.
Just there to process paperwork.
Just the paper, and they have nothing to do. In fact, they cannot. Fantastic. They don't have to play. They don't have to play anymore. This archaic job.
And you know what else Orvillian I found out? I found out that the people that want to join the Matremandir work, you know, like how everybody comes and they often work at Matremandir because it's a good place for. A new thing, you know how the last 40 years we've had this trend of everybody becoming a policeman when they first come to Oroville? A big change. People have decided to try and become Orovillians and not policemen. So they say hi to you. They don't try and prevent you. They also don't say they have to listen to each other. They do as much as they can for the
incredible.
Discipline.
I hear about the world of the animals. All the dogs, they are so happy suddenly today. They jump everywhere. They make fun. I saw all the cats. I mean, it's a different cat on the way. They was doing meow, meow everywhere. Even some fish. You know, I have some friends, they have a fish. Normally the fish turn from left to right. Today it change. It changed from right to left.
Incredible.
It's the April, this first April bring a lot of good news, in fact. Oroville Radio, amazing. We are completely now a new team with a new budget. We soon will do the Oroville TV.
Yeah,
with,
and then
some
and
reportage.
Fantastic. We Oroville suddenly realized that it's stupid to ask the radio to fundraise to build our own public service building. So instead of that, there was a group of people that understood.
Oroville will
you know what happened?
No.
Is they had
tell
a
us.
Meeting in Oroville, and Oroville decided themselves what they felt were priorities and were not.
No, it's finished the meeting. It's finished. This, I hear recently that there was in the invisible world, a kind of atmosphere of vibration that everybody understand in silence, you know, and you know what you have to do without meeting, without all kind of, it's only when there is some problem that we do meeting, but normally when all...
Yeah, so there was a problem, so there was a meeting, and in this meeting, they suddenly everybody realized it's totally stupid to expect the doctors to fundraise for their own hospital, it's totally stupid to ask for the journalist to fundraise for his own thing. I mean, we can do the best we can, and we can run the service as best as we can, but it's hard to do both. So suddenly, instead of that, they were like, hey, I know what, these are collective things. Let's decide on what our collective priorities are and what our collective services are, and let's kind of distribute. And what happened, what was great about that, is that some of the services that have more possibility of generating income created a fund where they worked together and contributed to the other services.
For the development of
all other free services.
It's
fantastic.
Human,
with maintenance,
yeah, human resources. They decide to create a lot of jobs.
I know, human resources suddenly woke up and said, you know what, we need to have 10 new maintenances every year. We have 10 new students
even
every year.
Even more, it's incredible. So many things change.
And we're going to have, you know what's fantastic? I've heard that people have realized that it's really great to employ more Orovillians because that's really the spirit we want. So they're going to increase the budget for maintenances, and people have come together to create the Oroville Fire Station. People have come together to create shelters and work on cheap housing, and people have come together to
For the permaculture.
And to look at the land that is not occupied and that should be occupied.
Exactly.
And suddenly everybody in the forest also realizes it's not mine forest. And they were like, oh, damn it. I'm just in charge of helping. It's not mine. And so that whole attitude changed also. And so that was fantastic.
Okay. I think so we can stop with all this news. This incredible 1st April news.
And I would like to just say bon voyage to Ralph Ali, who I will miss, and who whose humor and acerbic point of view I will really miss in Oroville. Bon voyage, Ralph. Thank you.